Now, the rest of the story. Jim Schlatter and Bob Mazur were chemists, and they were on the verge of a breakthrough. They just knew it. Meanwhile, a shroud of secrecy hung over their Skokie, Illinois laboratory. Other scientists around the world were also nearing the great discovery. One slip-up and another lab would get the credit and the profit. So Schlatter and Mazur worked swiftly and quietly. Success was so close they could almost taste it. And then Jim Schlatter actually did. This is the rest of the story. Schlatter and Mazur were one of the best drug research teams in the industry. So when word leaked out in 1965 that they were working on a new medication for ulcers, other clinicians were considerably interested. The challenge, however, was equally considerable. You see, what ulcer sufferers have that non-sufferers do not is too much acid in the stomach. Hydrochloric acid. Antacids affect hyperacidity only superficially, like rubber gloves for a leaky pen. It is something else which makes the stomach secrete hydrochloric acid, a triggering agent, a complex hormone called gastrin. For many years, scientists were sure that if they could only control gastrin, they could cure ulcers. But gastrin, a most intricate substance, a chemical house of cards, comprised of 17 precisely linked amino acids, was just too difficult to experiment with. But then along came Schlatter and Mazur. For today, the details of their research may be revealed. It was they who first proposed to disassemble that troublesome hormone and then to discover a chemical inhibitor and then to create a super medicine for ulcers. A medicine such as medical science had never dreamed of. And that's just what they were doing in the lab that day, experimenting with gastrin fragments. When Jim Schlatter, heating one of the dipeptides in a test tube, accidentally spilled some of the powder on himself. He thought nothing of it until he reached for a piece of paper. Now, you know how some folks lick their fingers to get traction on a piece of paper when they pick it up? Well, Jim Schlatter does that. And he did it then, that day. He licked his fingers. And when suddenly he tasted the dipeptide powder which had spilled on his hands, chemistry history was made. Ironically, the dipeptide building block of the hormone gastrin had already been discovered in a British laboratory. But none of those British scientists bothered to taste the stuff. And so they cast their discovery aside, never bothering to patent it. It was Jim Schlatter and Bob Mazur of the G.D. Searle & Company who accidentally tasted and further tested and put a new word in our contemporary vocabulary. In the years since, ulcer sufferers have benefited from a variety of revolutionary medications, and surely they will forgive the gifted Searle team for getting sidetracked on another project. For you see, the specific dipeptide which had spilled on Jim's fingers that day was aspartame, which by sheerest of luck became the sugarless sweetener you know as NutraSweet. And now you know the rest of the story.